This year, on National Trails Day, visitors could get a rare glimpse inside Brooker Creek Preserve's latest edition, the Wild Tract. The Environmental Lands Division Director for Pinellas County, Dr. Bruce Rinker, says that the dedication of the new Wild Tract makes this trail stay special.
And the Wild Tract is hundreds of acres that we recently added to the Brooker Creek Preserve for their ecological value. And the fellow who is being honored for that acquisition, his name is Mr. Fred Marquis, who's a previous county administrator.
Fred Marquis, the former county administrator, supported land acquisition, conservation, and the environment in Pinellas County. Again, Rinker, division director.
He played a major role in cobbling together the Brooker Creek Preserve and our other environmental lands over the past 30 years. So we thought it would be ideal to celebrate this acquisition as part of National Trails Day.
National Trails Day is important to the preserve this year because the trails at the Brooker Creek and Wheaton Island won a top national award from the American Trails Association.
For not only the trails, but our beautiful interpretive signage that goes along with them. So we're trying to get everybody away from their computers, away from their TVs, out of the air conditioning, and into their beautiful wilds of Florida today.
Wild Tract is 870-acre land of native plants north of Keystone Road and east of East Lake Road,
making it now a gigantic, almost 9,000-acre preserve that includes probably 10 different kinds of ecosystems, including cypress domes and pine flatwoods and swamps, and incredible wildlife from bald eagles and swallowtail kites to coyotes, bobcats, rattlesnakes, and lots of creepy crawlies that I think are really cool.
National Trails Day at Brooker Creek Preserve was a celebration of the many helping hands that played a role in land conservation.
I see many here today. On behalf of Pinellas County and its people, I say thank you.
This is the current county administrator, Robert LaSala.
Thank you for your tireless work. Thank you for your unwavering dream. Thank you for your commitment to our future. And also, it's an opportunity for a gathering of a clan, if you will, people who have had an intense focus, and they come at it from many different angles, many different experiences, but they come together for a common purpose and to celebrate as a group.
Pinellas County Commissioner Karen Seale said that the Utilities Department in Tampa Bay Water still maintains facilities on the purchased land, and therefore it plays an important role in nature restoration.
This is one of those days that makes me so proud of Pinellas County and to be part of this commission. Buying this land and protecting some of our land for our own enjoyment, for the health of the environment, and for our children and our grandchildren is one by far one of the best decisions that leaders throughout the years have had the courage and the strength to make.
The Wild Tract and many other environmental lands were purchased thanks to the citizens of Pinellas County. Again, Commissioner Seale.
We also have to thank our citizens and taxpayers for supporting the Penny for Pinellas, which allowed us also to purchase all of these valuable preserves. Now, speaking of courage and strength, it's time to turn our attention to one man who has led us through all of this to this point, Mr. Fred Marquis, our former county administrator.
Commissioner Seale and local officials presented a plaque to Fred Marquis. He was the county administrator from 1978 until 2000.
Well, as the county administrator, I had the responsibility of leading the teams that basically did the negotiations and put the whole package together. And we started working not only on this piece, but all the other environmental lands back in 1973. So this is actually a culmination of 35 years worth of effort trying to buy all the sensitive lands in Pinellas County.
Marquis says he wants to preserve the land for future generations. Again, former county administrator Marquis.
I have two of my grandchildren here today, and it's really for them and their grandchildren to not see all the lands developed. And there needs to be a balance between urbanization and basically eco-tourism and eco-type programs. So this is part of that balance.
Currently, the Wild Tract provides ranching activities, a citrus orchard, and numerous active wells that serve both Pinellas and Hillsborough counties. The property will not be open to the public. The hiking trails at Broker Creek Preserve in Tarpon Springs are open to the public 7 days a week from 7 a.m. Trails close 30 minutes prior to sunset. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.